started for you.
Sure.
So now this makes 35 straight wins in the CAAC Red since you guys joined. What is it like, you know, having the type of dominance in your league and being able to showcase that in tonight's win?
Well, obviously I'm incredibly proud of our kids that we had over the years that have put that streak together. And, you know, we don't put that as being a huge priority for us. I mean, our goal tonight was to win the league championship, and we didn't really talk about any streaks. We just wanted to win the league title this year with this group of kids. But, you know, I'm very fortunate to be at a place that's had such good talent, and, you know, it's hard to comprehend sometimes what we've been able to do with great kids we have.
Rob, you lose your starting quarterback first day of practice. You guys lose your opener. Was there ever a doubt that this team couldn't win an RCAAC Red this year?
Well, I think that first game was pretty tough for us, and we made a lot of mistakes against Christian, but it was great playing a team of that talent. And then week two, you know, Grand Ledge has a tremendous program, and for us to get that win, I think that was kind of the thing that got these guys going. They believed in themselves after that win. And I think the key is we really have improved each week, you know, and we got to cut down on some penalties. The last 2 weeks we've had way too many, but the exception of that, I think we played very well against both St. John's and Hazlet tonight. So we're getting better. We're not where we need to be, but certainly a great win for us.
With realignment coming, was it almost more important to make sure you won your last CAAC Red title before moving into the blue?
We just wanted to win the league title tonight, to be honest. I mean, each group of kids is different, and, you know, that's the most important thing to them is to win the league title so that they can say that they did it also. And so that was our whole focus tonight, regardless of who we would have played.
Each year it seems like it presents a challenge, but having been defeated in that first game and coming back, and since, not to say it's been smooth sailing the whole way, but what does it take for a team just to rebound like you guys have?
Well, our tradition certainly helps us. You know, I mean, kids expect to win, and I've said many times there's a lot of pieces to that with great community support and youth program and lower level coaches, all that. So that's a big part of it. But you got to have senior leadership, and kids, if you don't have it, you're in trouble, and we have it. You know, we've gotten better from that standpoint, and like I said, we've improved each week. So that's the key to having a good season.
Rob, you got the league title under your belt. You just clinched a playoff berth with the win tonight. What does this team need to improve on in the next couple weeks before gearing up for pre-districts?
Number one is penalties, for sure, because we've had way too many the last 2 weeks. And besides that, I got to get back and watch film, but that's the number one thing, without a doubt, that we have to improve upon.
All right, so the weather did play a little bit of a role here in the second half, keeping the ball on the ground, everybody slipping and sliding. What does that do for your defense after they were able to stifle Hazlet in the first half, knowing that the ball's going to be on the ground?
You know, our defense has been tremendous all season, and in the third quarter when we needed to, I mean, we put together a couple of really good drives of just chewing up the clock and pounding the football, and when you have the ability to do that, you're going to win a lot of football games. And, you know, defense played great all night, and when we needed to offensively, we got scores. So that third quarter and our ability to control it with the rain, control the ball, was huge for our win tonight.
With the water, were you impressed that Noah was able to slide in and make that catch to make it 14-0?
Noah's a tremendous football player. That was a great catch. I mean, actually, Blake threw a really good ball because there's a guy over the top and a guy underneath, and that was the only spot he could put it in. So he put it there, and then obviously Noah made a great catch on that.
And another conference title under your belt. What are your expectations for the rest of your season? You've still got a lot of football to play.
Now we'll regroup after this weekend, and now it's all about the playoffs and trying to get ready for that. So now that we're in, our next two games are going to try to win and get home field advantage, get to 8-1 is the goal, and then hopefully we can host some playoff games. And obviously everybody that gets in the playoffs has a dream of pursuing a state championship, and ours won't be any different.
Do you get more used to it year after year?
I'll tell you what, Coach Schoonover, who is our freshman coach, just came up to me, and he played for me in my first year here, and he said X number of wins at this point is just as sweet as the first one, right? And I said, absolutely. And I was every bit as nervous tonight for this game as I was way back when. So when you play a rival school and you got a lot at stake, if you don't have butterflies still, then I don't think you probably should be coaching.